Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'm your host, Stevie G. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be able to entertain you guys tonight. And secondly, I'd like to thank God for allowing you to be able to chime in and listen to my show and support. I appreciate you and I love you. I'd like to first start off the show by giving the call-in. The call-in numbers for the show for United States are 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. Well, I hope everybody had a blessed week, a great weekend, and I'm glad you're coming back out to listen to some more poetry and melodies with Stevie G. Hopefully this show tonight is a wonderful show and somebody is touched by either a poem or a song or both. And this is an open mic thing. You know, if you want to get on here and sing a song, tell a joke, it's open mic. Open mic means open. You can do what you want to do. As long as you're respectful and don't disrespect any of the listeners, hey, we ain't got nothing but love for you. So to get on with the show, I'm going to start the show off with some, you know, I'm telling you, you know, I got a woman that I'm in love with right now, and I'm just crazy about her. And I think I'm going to dedicate my music tonight to love. And this one is a classic by the Persuaders. It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
In the world.
because it's a thin line between love and hate with my favorite, one of my favorites, the Persuaders. And I'm going to put some love on the two-way street on right now with the Moments. They're going to do their thing for you. Out your night and whatever you had to do to come out and listen to Stevie G Poetry and Melodies. I appreciate it as always. And I don't ever want you to stop coming, so keep on coming. And I keep on playing the old songs, you know, and I'm going to do like the ladies do. I don't want to tell you how old I'm going to go back, but if I do play the oldies that I'm going to take you back to, then y'all try to figure out my age, and I don't think you need to know that because I'm getting like the girls now. Y'all don't want to tell your age. Now, I ain't going to tell mine. Anyway, I got a caller on the line. I'm going to pull that caller in and see who we got on the line with Stevie G. Caller from the 843, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
Hey, what's happening, Steve? This is Cy.
Hey, how you doing there, Miss CY? How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know how it is. Taking it day by day.
That's all you can do these days and any other days. is take it day by day, because one day ain't promised to you, baby. So you have to do it day by day. You can make plans, don't mean those plans is going to pan out.
That's true, that's true. Hey, I got a poem, man. It's called Old Love.
It's called what?
Old. That love.
Old blood?
Yes, old. That love.
Okay. See why, y'all. She gonna do her thing. Read your poem, baby. Go on.
Oh, the love. I love to share it. I love to bring it. And maybe you will bring it too. I don't ask for much from you. But I do endear you to be true as I am to you. What is a friend if they can call on you and share with you a happy tune and embraces you too? Oh, the love. It brings into your heart a welcome tribute where friends can share the love that is coming from you and warmth that they bring fills your soul. Never let it go. Never let me go. We can be a million years young, exploring and contributing what we all need, that love unconditionally. Oh, the love, let it be so inspiring. Without it, we can't be complete. So, let's stand together, all of us, united and in peace. Oh, that love. That love unconditionally for me and you. Let us shine like the stars and the moon. Yes, that love is boring. That love consenting. That love nurturing. That love improving. That love invigorating, and that love forever. Oh, that love. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. I thought you were finished there for a minute. I almost cut you off, but see why. Will you explain to the listening audience what it is, what your disability is, please?
My disability?
Yeah.
Well, my disability is that I cannot hear in both ears. I'm deaf. But I do wear a cochlear implant to help, that will help me hear better.
Okay, and that also impairs your speech somewhat, right?
Yes, I can speak clearly. I wasn't actually born deaf. It got worse as I got older. So it was
right.
Very hard for me to comprehend, you know, things.
Well, my reason for asking you that question is a lot of people they feel that, you know, they have problems on top of problems on top of problems. And, you know, some people end up giving up on their dreams and their aspirations. And I just want to say that I appreciate you coming out here every weekend doing what you do. Okay? Because you have an impairment doesn't mean that you can't do what you do. And she's proof of that every week. I appreciate you. We always love you to come out, and you always read some beautiful poems. Thank you, honey. I appreciate you. And if you want to hang on the line there, we'll get you back in a little while, but I got to keep the music going and keep the people entertained.
Okay. You're enough.
And we love you, CY.
Thank you. I love you, too.
That was my girl, CY. She comes out every week and she drops it for us. She's impaired, but she's not totally gone. She's doing her thing. And so am I. I'm going to keep the music going with some old school. I'm playing old school tonight, old school slow jams. And if you ain't into that, oh well, we're going to do it like that. I don't want to give away my age, but once I play this song, I might. This was back in the 70s, and I was a young dude. It's called Shoo Shoo Shine by the Dynamic Superiors.
Thank you.
dynamic superiors with Shoo Shoo Shine. I suggest that anybody that's into that old school music and likes the routines and stuff that those guys used to do, to go on YouTube and pull that song up, the Dynamic Superiors. Them dudes was perfected in their routine. I'm telling you, I never seen guys that get on the stage and do a routine with their song and don't miss one beat. Trust me when I tell you this. Now, the video is not that clear, but go check it out if you get a chance. And I got some callers on the line. I'm going to get to my callers. Caller from the 256. Caller from the 256. You're on the line with Stevie G, Poetry and Melodies. Who might this be?
It's Wing Dog, Stevie.
Wing Dog, what's going on? Long time no hear from you, brother.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. How you been doing?
It has. How you been?
Good.
Good. You gonna read something for us tonight? What you gonna do?
Yeah, I am, and I'm gonna have to. I read this piece earlier, and I went too fast. And I'm gonna try to slow it down so I can get it, because it's kind of it's full of tongue twisters, as you'll see. So I'm gonna have to read it a little slow. But anyway, it's called In a Poetic Mood.
Okay, this is Wing Dog, y'all, and his poem is In a Poetic Mood. Do you, Wing Dog?
I'm feeling kind of in a poetic mood. Well, anyway, here I go. Verses, prose, verbs, and words. Within the confines of my thought processor, with fervent excitement, dictations abounds. A construction worker constructing English structures, slick sentences with six silly syllables, ready to morph by way of ink onto mounds of paper that's wire-bound. Y'all, I'm a pro with these nouns. Like a butterfly going through metamorphosis, metaphor lies dormant in hollow cocoons. Idyllic cognitions and erotic gnotic notions transform into exemplary positive expository exegesis of Jesus' teaching, exit self-exiled solitude from the spirit of this living epistle. I'm in a poetic kind of mood. Extracting exact phrases, some explicit, with an expensive pen, arranging and rearranging poetic floor of arrangement between blurred lines thick as robin, free-flying letters of the alphabet, floods of summer mind which creates cerebral monsoons. Imprisoned in a literary state of solitary confinement, I'm in a poetic kind of mood. Cruising on my penmanship, I'm a wordsmith, engaged in baddage, sipping espresso, expressing mixed emotions, easily explaining the freedom from bondage that the art of expression felt by gifted escape artists, not Houdini, but an expressionist. I'm an unapologetic apologist, happy to be blessed with the gift of words. I'm in a poetic kind of mood. Like a tornadic twister, spitting tongue twisters, leaving mind twisted like skinny, tilted, tiny twistlers, tangling lies in a tangle. Twitter birds follow me on Twitter to be teased with these sweet poetic treats. While I navigate this journey, journaling in my space, rocking the universe, rocking adverbs from adjective, ad-libbing versing and prose with a serious attitude, no matter at low or high altitudes, I love being in a poetic kind of mood. Now, as an idealist, I keep a detailed idealist, detailing goals, oriented prospects. So untie my hand so I can freehand. Use the number two guided pencil to fire handwritten guided missiles. With Snowden hiding out in Russia's snow-capped mountain, NSA or WikiLeaks can't weaken these links. Pimping this pen, my pick stays on point. Finger bent like painted toes stuffed in stilettos. She creaks like arthritis tacking my love joints. And speaking of bones, whenever I'm feeling stiff, she loosens me up and helps me write romantic interludes. The sexiest Mexican goo. I'm about to stump the yard like Chris Brown, because my baby big keeps me in a poetic kind of mood. And my pen is frosted like Robert Lee Frost, and cooler than NWA. Writing raps hot enough to melt ice cubes. We got another cold case, so somebody call NCIS LL Cool J. I'm about to blow up like bombs over Baghdad. They can make Big Boy and Andre 3000 feel like an alien or an outcast. So all over the big screen, watch this Sly Fox outslick Samuel. Y'all can play Uncle Tom for Leonardo while I open doors like Obama, the centennial president of Butler. You can address my pen as Mr. Lee Daniel. And speaking of address, Let me recite something from Ginsberg. No, hold up, better yet, Tupac. They said pussy and paper is poetry, power and pistols, picture perfection, pursuing paper with a passion. And let me step back to my piece, because on this paper is poetry. It's powerful than a pistol or poison. Flowing from this pen is potent protein, poetic soul food. I guess that's why I love being in this poetic kind of mood. That's my piece.
Man, that was tight. You hear me? You're right. It was a tongue twister, but it was tight. I really enjoyed that piece, bro. Hey, let me tell you. I ain't heard you in a while, but, you know, you're just going up. You're going north, bro. You're going north. You're like Santa Claus on his way back up. He done finished the job and took it down. That was tight. I really enjoyed that, man.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Greg, after reading it, they get me out of breath. That's a tough piece to get through, man.
But that's all right. You did it. You did it.
Up, man.
So, anyway, man, I got to get on. I got other people calling on the line. Wing Dog, if you want to hang on, maybe I can get you back in. I got to get some music going and get these other people off the line, man. But I always like you coming out. You need to come on out more often. I miss you, bro.
What's up? Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna put you on hold, man. All right?
All right.
Okay. Y'all, that was Wing Dog in a poetic kind of mood. Tight. Love that piece. Caller from the 903. You on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
This is Arthur Les Pollard. How you doing?
What's up, Mr. Les? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I told you I would come through. I'm looking forward to this night. I invited some people along. Everything. So I hope they came on the line too. I don't know, but I'm definitely here to enjoy tonight with you.
All right. Well, go on. You gonna do something for us tonight?
Sure. I got one here tonight. I used to do pretty serious poetry most of the time, but this one here I think is a little bit on the funny side. So.
All right. Well, go ahead. What's the name of your poem, sir?
This was called "We Have Arrived."
This is Brother Les with "We Have Arrived." Go on, Les. Drop it like it's hot, baby.
All right, I know this. You know how you sound like we have arrived, but I'm actually saying we've. All right, this is beyond race or nationality, but its effect can be seen in many people's salaries. Everywhere you go, from the country to the city, every female wants to be the idea of beauty. So millions get their hair fixed on the regular. Most salons you may even have to schedule. Many people use weaves both day and night. Millions of dollars spent on both blacks and whites. Name a color and you can have a mixture of many. And to have beauty, females will spend their last penny. Weave it in, sew it in, or even use glue. Your whole outlook can change within an hour or two. You can even get lace front wig that turns heads. But it might be a scary sight when laying on the other side of the bed. Is it a live animal or just a hair piece? It's scary enough to scare a wild beast. Won't ever see a dog run off in fright? Throw a weave at him. He'd be too scared to bite. For some, weave seem the best thing alive. Extra, extra. Tell them that weave have arrived. You can do an entire hair show based on weave. It's a booming industry, you best can believe. From the high class down to the ghetto. You can view weave coming in black and yellow, orange, blue, blonde, or even pink. Movie stars wear more weave than you think. People of all sorts are known, too. I suppose like a poem like this is well overdue. Women pat them heads when they can't scratch. It's kind of a funny thing to watch them do that. Plus, women love to stay beautiful, and that is a plus. We men love the way you stay beautiful for us. I know many women that do it for themselves and not just the man. But however and whenever, it's a good plan. I'm not disrespecting the natural, and that's cool too, especially if you know someone and it looks good on you. It's not about race, like I've said before. This is about weeds that many adore. But some weeds have seemed to be the best thing alive. Extra, extra, tell them that we have arrived.
That was funny. Hey, man, I hope your wife or your woman has a natural, bro. Because you're going to get in trouble with that one. I like it, though. Y'all, that's my man, Les. Les, man, thank you for coming out and doing your thing. You're right. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Hey, Les, thank you, man. If I'm going to put you you on hold. If you want to get back in, I might be able to get you back in. The line is getting kind of hot over here. So
okay.
I get you back in if you got something else you want to read, all right?
Yeah, I got something
else later on, sure.
Okay, well, hey, listen, enjoy the music while you're waiting, okay?
Awesome. All right. Appreciate that.
All right, man. Thank you. Okay, y'all. Caller from the 814 is on the line with CBG. Who might this be?
This is Peaches Williams.
Hello, Peaches.
Hello.
How are you? I said Peaches.
This is Peaches.
All right, Peaches, yeah. You need something, sing a song. What you going to do tonight?
Well, I have to ask because I'm really not familiar with your show. I was trying to find you on the, on my computer, and I couldn't find you. So, am I allowed to use the N-word on your show?
Yes, you may. You may use the N-word.
Okay.
We're grown folks here. Everybody's heard it before. And
okay.
You can do what you want. It's open mic, you know. As long as it's respectful and ain't disrespecting nobody, you're fine.
Okay.
And you don't. And I don't think Peaches is going to disrespect anybody, so go ahead, Peaches. What's the name of your poem?
This one is called Give Me Back My Black Jesus.
Okay, Peaches, y'all, but Give Me Back My Black Jesus. Do you, Peaches?
All right. Give me back my black Jesus, and I'll share him with you in truth. The youth believe they're niggas, and it's flawing and destroying our fruit. Strange fruit we are bearing because they believe the lies. Black Jesus came to save us all, but the devil is still taking lives. From the dirt of the earth, the first man was made. What color was the dirt? The black man was the one God placed in the garden to have dominion over the earth. Adam, man of black clay, got to name everything. And then God gave him Eve and called her a good thing. You see, man can't live without woman, and woman can't live without man. So family and nourishment must have been the key to God's plan. But niggas have given up the earth because they refuse to work. But if they seek black Jesus, they'll find their true value and worth. Give me back my black Jesus and watch all my brothers and sisters rise. When ignorance flees from their spirits, so will their nigger-like cries. In the 60s, they cried about the man who won't fix this nor that. But it's called work and sacrifice, and you can change that awful crippling fact. If you take one step, the Lord will take two. My brothers and sisters, he still needs work from you. Give me back my black Jesus, and I know I can survive. And I won't have a need for a psychiatrist to try to run and control my life. Give me back my black Jesus, and you can't put mental chains on me. Give me back my black Jesus to set the captive free. Jesus came as a teacher. He'll teach us all we need to know. Give me back my black Jesus and watch all his children grow. Give me back my black Jesus. Please lead me near the cross. For without him, our sheep is sure to be lost. So give me back my black Jesus, the one that will see you through, the one that will never make a nigga out of you.
Wow, that was good. Give me back my black Jesus. I like that. Yeah, and please believe me, I really dig that. So anyway, whenever you come on the show, it's open mic. You can come on the show and do whatever you want, like I said, as long as it's respectful. You know, as long as we ain't disrespecting nobody, we're good. And that wasn't disrespectful.
All right. Well, I appreciate the forum. I wish I could hear you.
We appreciate you coming out. Don't be no stranger. I'm going to put you on hold, and I got a whole bunch of people on hold here. I'm going to put some music on right now because it is melodies, too. So I got to put the melodies on to match. All right, Peaches. Thank you for coming out, y'all. That was Peaches and Black Jesus. I'm going to get back to the music. And before I get back to the music, I just want to say one thing. Usually, you know, I got a guy, a friend of mine, that comes out every week, and he has a show as well. Chef Ernesto, some of you may know him. He's got a cooking show that comes on Friday nights. And he's a chef. And the brother is doing his thing on this cooking show. Him and his wife work the show together. They make a beautiful couple. And they get on there and they talk about how you cook food, recipes, what temperatures food should be cooked at. He just takes care of the whole realm of cooking. You know, everybody thinks it's just, oh, you go in the kitchen, clean your food off season and put it in the oven and leave it until it browns. Well, it's not all about that. It's a whole bunch of other educational cooking things that you could find out about, if you know what I mean. So cooking in general and the whole realm of cooking, Chef Ernesto talks about. His show comes on Friday nights, Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. and Central time, 8 p.m. So if you're interested in coming out to listen to him and his wife get down, please come on out and support the brother. He's trying to do something good. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to know about cooking. Of course, we feed our relatives and we feed our friends and families, and we may be doing something wrong, and you can always ask him and he can enlighten you. So come on out and listen to Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, my man, the bass-playing chef. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the music, and I'm going to put some whispers on you. This is some new whispers, so it's called Don't Say No. by the whispers. And I'm going to read a little quick poem that I have, and it's not going to take very long because I do have people on the line that I told I would get back in, and I will shortly, if you can bear with me and be patient, I'll get to you. The name of this song, name of this poem is called This Song. If you ever loved, there's a song playing in your heart, sweet melodies guarding against despair, a song reaching and grabbing your emotions from deep within. I feel this song playing during my days and nights. This song is a constant reminder of the love I have for you. It entertains my emotions and arouses my passion. This song called Love plays continuously. It's soft like you. It's sweet like you. It's gracious like you. This song is you. And that's my piece. And I'm going to get back to my music with a little bit of Marvin Gaye, Save the Children. I just want to ask a question.
Thank you.
save the children. Ooh, that was my next song, but that's going to have to wait because I got callers on the line. I'll get back to it. I got to get some of these callers back on the line here because they're patiently waiting, and I have to be considerate of that patience. So I'm going to get these callers back in. Caller from the 843, you're back on the line with Stevie G.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Sigh.
I know.
But anyway, I have another poem. It's called I'm Trying to Find You.
Okay, y'all, this is Psy, and I'm Trying to Find You. Actually, we call her CY, but that's Psy.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, here's my piece. Where are you? I'm trying to find you. I want you near, but I can't find you. You have totally disappeared. I'm trying to wonder, was it because I left the scene that you totally disappeared and found another in your rear? Or was it because I was too far? I thought you had an understanding. No matter where we are, we will be in touch with each other. I honor you as you honor me. I'm trying to find you. Now we are lost. Lost forever. I'm sorry, but where are you? I'm trying to find you. Maybe we will meet again. But if not, that's okay. We'll have the memories of you, the laughter we share, the friendship we share, the poetry that we were popping, speaking, and flowing. But that's okay. You're still there. Go on. That's your life. I'll holler at you later when you find me. Thank you.
All right, Sai. All right, girl, you come out and do your thing every week. You make sure you keep coming, okay? Because we love having
sure enough,
you.
Sure enough, Steve. I appreciate you having me out.
No. That's all right. That's what we're here for. We're here to let everybody know that people come out and they do their poetry, and people come out and listen. They listen to the music. They listen to the poetry. That's our thing, so that's what we do. But we appreciate you coming out, and I'm glad you appreciate me as well. So thank you, Sam. I'm going to put you back on hold and get to some of these calls. Everybody got their hand up.
Okay, well, okay. Hey, I'll everybody for me, and I love the poetry too. So, Steve, you have a good night, and I'll take it easy, okay? Love you, man.
All right, honey. Y'all, that was CY. That girl comes out every week and does what she does. I'm going to put some callers in here that haven't been on. Caller from the 916.
My brother. How you doing, man? This is Steph
Ernesto.
I just love my... I love my CY, man. She's a sweetheart.
She can hear you.
And I this is Ernesto, Chef Ernesto.
I know, bro. How you doing?
Oh, brother, I'm doing wonderful, man. I love your show. I have to tune in every week. And it's funny because I'm at a meeting that I'm supposed to be at every Wednesday between 6 and 7:30. I leave that meeting for at least 45 minutes just listening to your show, brother. And I got to let you know, let all your listeners know, brother, you so smooth. I'm starting to buy you some roses, man. But I love this show, man. I love this show. I love the poetry. I love the music. And I love everything about it, brother. And last week when I stayed home from the meeting, I was able to hear the whole show. And I so enjoyed myself, man.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, man. I'm glad you keep coming.
Sir.
I'm coming. Y'all, this is my buddy I was talking about earlier, Chef Ernesto. He has the food talk on. Tell him about the show, Chef, real quick so I can get these other callers on the line.
Okay, real quick. My show comes on every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and we talk about food. We talk about all kind of food. I talk about food safety. I talk about the fact that you should wash your hands before you cook, because we as chefs are responsible for the public's health. I talk about all types of stuff, what undercooked meat will do, how you'll walk around with a parasite in your gut if you don't take care of yourself, and all types of stuff. But then we also talk about good food. We talk about how to make a good steak, or how to do a nice. Sometimes when you cook salmon, it'll be dry. How to cook it and it's juicy, and it's still healthy to eat, you know. So we talk about all types of stuff, the safety of food, how to make food delicious. People don't like Brussels sprouts. How to make them delicious so people will eat them, you know. So we talk about all kinds of stuff, brother.
Happened to love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Yes. So I appreciate the respect and the love and the support that I get from you on my show too. But I love the way we do it, because we support each other and we show them how it's done. I appreciate that so much.
If the whole race of people come together like that, imagine what we would be, how strong we would be. Please.
Brother, they'll be just like me and you, man. Plenty of unity, and we back each other up. And if I'm standing at the bus, I'm drive by and you standing at the bus stop and somebody jumping, man, I'm gonna pull over and it's gonna be a fight. But yeah, that's how we do it, brother. We got each other's back, and I love you for that, man. I appreciate that so much. I don't want to take up too much time, because I know you got other callers.
Yeah.
I know you got other callers, so I will continue to listen.
Okay. I appreciate you coming out as usual, Chef. You know what?
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother.
And I will talk to you on Friday.
All right. Peace now.
All right, y'all. That was Chef Ernesto, y'all. That's the chef, the cook, the man. I got a caller calling from the 562. You're on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
What's up, Stevie G? This is CP, Complicated Passions from the LBC.
Oh, what's up, Mr. LBC, Complicated Passions, the love of man, the man that gets all the women, is on the line.
Now, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I do what I have to do for every person out there, you know. I'm not going to stay long, because I'm still working, but yeah.
What you going to do for tonight? I mean, what are you going to do
for tonight? Well, everybody on the line.
Okay, what you going to do for us, bro?
It's called Turn the Page.
All right. In the passage, y'all, with Turn the Page.
All right. I want to know her name. Not that I didn't know her, but the one name I could whisper to know her behind the smile, that was the joy I wanted to be about. I wanted to capture her affection like that book she wouldn't put down. Like that book, I wanted to turn the pages of her heart. The words seemed to flow in my imagination. Like the night, it would take me into a dream state, wondering, could this be the moment love would take me? My thoughts were, in that book, what does she see? Then she told me it was all about me, that she now knew she had read the pages of my heart, Complicated Passion.
All right, Complicated Passions, y'all. He keeps it sweet, short, simple, to the point, and always gets the girls. Man.
I don't really know about all that, but, you know, I do what I have to do, and it's working, you know.
Hey, long as it's working, bro, long as it's working. Yo, man, I'm going to keep you on the line. If you want to get back on, I'll try to get you back on. I got a bunch of people on the line tonight with their hand up, so I got to get to them, man.
All right, let them have it. Let them have it.
All right. Thank you. Complicated Passions, Turn the Page. Turn the Page. All right, let me get back to these callers. Caller from the 256, you're on the line again.
Caller, what's up, man?
Okay, what's up, Wing Dog? Wing Dog, you brought the house down with the last one.
All right, well, I'm going to do this piece called Black History. I'm sitting here watching some clips of the Martin Luther King Civil Rights Movement. I was going to do this other piece, but it's kind of long. I'm going to be courteous and give, save some time for some other callers. But I'm going to do this piece called Black History.
Thank you, sir. Black History, y'all, Wing Dog.
Now, I wonder what makes our history black. Is it because not long ago the angry black clouds of injustice lingering over Confederate states created a hailstorm of hate with lightning flashes of prejudice, spreading severe thunder showers of disdain, discrimination? Well, if that's the case,
It's been a treacherous black rainfall of racial turmoil ever since we were brought to this nation. And it's our history black because the rich ebony soil still holds our footprints that can be traced back to Ghana at the entrance, or should I say the exit point, the door of no return. Transported like inert animals, inape and ignorant of their journey, in the hulls of slave ships, the brightest sunlight could infiltrate. Shackled and chained, made to feel inferior, helpless and devoid of hope, bound to a mind-boggling darkness that any soul it will infuriate. There is our history black because it's the color of the dark pain my ancestors felt after being beaten, whipped, and lynched, combined with the tortured experience by men, women, and children, sold and separated, which only exacerbated the brutal reality of 400 years of pitch black midnight suffering, singing and crying, praying, hoping, wishing, running, marching, fighting, and dying, all waiting for the divine sun to shine. God sent us a rebel for our cause, another black Moses, a king, a man-child from the promised land, a dreamer, a black abolitionist named Douglas, a revolutionist named X, a fine defiant part, a not-so-mega ever, a peanut farmer named Washington, sent us a George Washington Carver, a thoroughgood Supreme Court justice, and an Ellison Duke. Sent us an Underground Railroad, a brave Tubman, and some freedom riders, some airmen from Tuskegee, some Buffalo soldiers, and award-worthy actors like Oscar and Sidney, singers, entertainers, Eartha Kitt. Sent us some doctors, some lawyers, some teachers, some preachers, some writers, inventors, and athletic sprinters. Sent us a black president, some Pulitzer Prize and Nobel Peace winners. There's our history black because evil oppressors and wicked slave masters soon learned that the word Negro was derived from the Latin word Niger, which means black. And since they treated us like animals, they found out that black people are resilient as black panthers, have the endurance of black stallions, wise as a black snake, beautiful as a black butterfly, strong as a black bull, brave as a black bear, brilliant as a black jaguar, determined as a black ant, and quick as a black cat, crafty as a black fox, and skillful as a black bat. It's our history black because from the most plentiful substance on earth, hiding sources where diamond and gold is found, from precious black dirt, not clear water, not red rocks or white or yellow sand, that's created in the image of God, came the likeness of man, then if so, then should all our history be labeled black? If it's so, I'm just saying.
That was beautiful, bro. Is that your piece?
Yes, it's my piece.
Oh, that was really good, man. That was a
thank
wonderful.
You.
No, bro, man, you got to stop getting disappearing acts like you've been doing, bro. You got to come on back out here and read some more, man, because I enjoy your readings, bro.
All right, that's what's up. I stumbled through that in a bit. I lost my point. But anyway, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You didn't see that last one at all. So make sure you keep coming out.
I got kind of twisted up there. I lost my spot. But thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No, no problem, man. I'm going to put you on hold and get to some of these other callers, man, that's on the line. Okay?
All right, what's up.
All right, Wing Dog, y'all. Thank you, Wing Dog. I hope you come out next week.
All right.
Caller from the 903. You're back on the line with TBC.
All right. This is Les again. Les Fowler. Arthur Les Fowler. All right. Hey, what's happening? I'm going to do this one called Having Your Own real quick.
Okay. What's it called?
And it goes, this poem is about wisdom and life independence, versus borrowing from others, whatever the convenience. Most everyone can use some help from time to time, but your need and others' nuisance is a thin line. No matter what items are speaking about, it's best to have your own without a doubt. For I found most people can act real funny when it involves their things or their money. Not only do I relate, at times I totally understand. Losing is not a part of any good game plan. Rather, I would give away than sometimes I would rather give away than to share. But as a kid, I was told that not sharing is unfair. That pertains to toys, but as we grow up, we gain insight on how to retain our stuff. For borrowing can be the beginning of sorrow, for it may not return the same way tomorrow. Whether it's CDs, movies, or even your clothes, you think it's fancy, and that's the way that it goes. If it returns damage, it's not disrespect. Maybe it's just an accident that they didn't expect. Perhaps they were lazy with it, just a little clumsy. It would take a whole entire day for me to give you a whole summary. And excuses people give why this is that. Plus, I have life experience to confirm my facts. I believe we should help others when we can help. But please don't misunderstand my concept. It's awesome to have loyal friends and family, but my point is to inspire all to live more independently. People can act funny about things that they long, so there's more joy and peace than having your own. In Laura's family, most siblings had to share. There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm being sincere. Sometimes the same bed or the same room. Someone watches the groups and someone's acting. Even adults, sometimes we have to look out for each other, especially the youngest sister or youngest brother. But the rest of us that grew up independently, it's important for us to relate especially. I hate when someone is living with someone, but it seems only important when the rent comes. Or when the members of your family and family let you stay for free, then they talk about you, calling you sorry. Especially when you're in emotional or financial despair. That's sometimes when you need the most inspiration and care. Some act like they could care less if you love. It seems the world sometimes seems to be looking down on us. The storm is not just by discouragement or falling, but how are you treating those that have fallen? My main point is I'm trying to convey this point. Be independent because people are funny to have your home. Have your own place, items, and your own place, peace of mind. People, times get hard, but please stay on the grind. Please don't think this is selfish thinking. It's independence from people's manipulation. Although some people talk about you insomnia, the pain upon you should have no relevance. I would rather sleep weeks without a bed on the couch than endure 15 minutes with a possibly downgraded mouth. Sometimes, some people might even think it's good to give them sarcasm, but I think it's invalid if there's no inspirational wisdom. So let me say this again. My main point is this point. There's more joy and peace when you have your own. That's the end of
that. All right, Brother Les. Is that your peace?
That's peace.
All right, Brother Les. You know what, man? I thank you for coming out. You're another one that can't be a stranger, bro. You got to come on out and read, man.
All right. We appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate
right,
that. I kind of helped. Just kind of give you an idea. I kept hearing like a little echo in it for some reason. I don't know. It was just on my end or where.
I don't know, man. You know that happens on these phones these days. You still hearing the echo?
Yeah, I hear it a little bit.
I don't know just why, man.
I didn't hear it that time.
All right, man. Well, thank you for coming out. We appreciate you coming out, man. And I'm gonna
thank you.
I'm gonna put you on hold and get to this next caller, man.
All right, appreciate it.
All right,
good night.
Hope to see you next week.
All right.
All right. You know what? I never put this caller from 814 on the on hold from the very beginning. Are you still there, 814?
814 is still here.
You know, you've never been on hold. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. I really, this is my first time calling, so I really enjoyed the poetry that I heard. It just, it's so inspiring. It's just beautiful.
You know, you're like a little church mouse over there. I ain't heard a peep, and you wasn't on hold. So you're very quiet over there. But Peach is right.
That is correct.
Are you going to do anything else for us tonight?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Okay, go ahead, Peaches. What you going to do for us? What's the name of your piece?
Father, Daddy, Papa, Stay.
Say it again?
Father, Daddy, Papa, Stay.
Father, Daddy, Papa, Stay.
That is correct.
All right, it's Peaches, y'all. Do your thing, Peaches.
All right. Father, Daddy, Papa, please. Gaze into my innocent eyes like yours and realize that I'm your child and not a slave. From your flesh and blood is what I was made. Realize, Papa, when you stray, I'll long for your love all my days. If you don't love my mother, what's that got to do with me? I'm your son, your daughter, your child. Look out for my destiny. Without you, my destiny's thought to be failure, and my reaction is pain. So, Father, Daddy, Papa, please, please don't stray. Hold me to the everlasting moon and let it shine down on me. And all your life, I'll be that light that you love to see. Take my mind of putty in your hands and mold it to be strong. And I will build storehouses tall enough so that I can stand alone. Solid foundations we will gain if you choose to raise me. If you're with my mom or apart, please don't let it shackle me. Father, Daddy, Papa, too, there's something I must ask of you. If these words I cannot say as you approach the door, listen closely with your ears and hear your ancestors roar. Hear the passionate screams when slave masters made the family part. See my face and feel the pain deep within your heart. Realize I'm the secret blessing that's a part of you. The gift that only God can give, he chose to give me you. And the only work required is the sacrifice of love. It's not such a hard thing when you turn from a boy to a man. I truly believe all it takes is just your loving hand. Broken family trees was the weakness of the slave. Hopelessness and lovelessness was the root of the grave. Desire me not to be the living dead. So, Father, Daddy, Papa, please keep a level head. Condition your seeds for greatness and the system can't survive. Alcohol, prisons, foster homes, and drugs will be the passersby. Know the land, the life, the blood was not shed all in vain. Uprise through your tears and fears and love yourself again. To turn your back on me is to turn your back on self. I'm not a toy that you have made and left upon a shelf. I'm full of emotion, I carry joy and pain. I want to share this with you and life will both gain. So hold me, hold my hand while you can, for I'm just a child. As a man or a woman, the heart may be too broke to change. And child and a strange father may not see brighter days. The anger they'll feel in, if you leave them as a fatherless child will be deeply rooted and last longer than a little while. The tears I cry in missing you will be the blood in your hand. So, Father, Daddy, Papa, please take a manly stand. Sorry about that.
Hey, look, that was tight. I like that. I like that. I really did. Peaches, you got to come on out of week. You know, don't be a stranger.
Yeah. Where is the show playing at? Where is this located at?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, you in New Jersey?
Right.
All right.
All right.
I really.
But we appreciate you. You know, we have a chat room too, so you can always chime into the chat room, and then if you want to get online, you can get online, and you can still call in and do your poetry. You know, so we get something for you to think about. I'm gonna read a poem myself real quick, and then I'm gonna get back to some music. But Peaches, we love you coming out. Thank you very much, and please come out and read some more next time.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
All right, now. That was Peaches, y'all. I'm doing her thing again. That's the second poem she read tonight. And now I'm going to read my second, if I can pull it up here. The name of it is called What's On Your Mind. It's not a new one. It's an old one, but I like it, so I'm going to read it. I'm writing today because passion is pushing my fingertips to motion. I really feel wonderful about my display of words because writing captures the inner me and toys with my most sensitive emotions. That's why I'm able to convey despair and sadness and ignite joy and gladness and weather storms and multitudes and take on brand new attitude. Capture thoughts by blueprinting a defined storyline, awakening your day with divine sunshine. I can also sing a song and compose the lyrics. That's why I'm singing this song to you. Can you hear it? I'm just writing away because it makes my day kind of like a kid in a candy store or in a park at play. On paper, temperaments can flare and I can spark a short fuse. And I can also determine who will win or who will lose. I'm enjoying my day, and I brought you along for the ride. Oh, did I forget to mention I can ink it, truth or lies? I can discourage or mesmerize. I can dream and fantasize. I can live or die. I can make it as tart as lemon or sweet as pie. I control and maneuver all this, first through my creative mind, then through my arteries, down through my fingertips. Sometimes through my lips, motivating her swerving hips. But most of all, these writings are gratifying to my soul, and every keystroke comes to life in bold. I'm happy now as I come to closure. I write for the love and not for the exposure. But I will expose among the creative minds with thought in mind that it's just our time. And that's my piece. And I'm going to give a little shout out to everybody that's on here and being so patient and listening to everybody. I want to thank the chat room, all you guys, guest 7436, guest 7490, Nest 3, Sneak A, and Soft Kisses 63, and all you guys on the phone lines that come out and just blew it up tonight. I appreciate it. And so does everybody that's listening. And I'm going to put some music back on because it is poetry and melodies. And we got to have music. And I was going to play some stylistics, but something happened, and I forget what song it was I was going to play, but I guess I'm going to play Bet You By Golly Wow because that's the most familiar of one of their songs. So Bet You By Golly Wow it is. By golly, wow. Bring back memories, it's supposed to. Just like this one, El DeBarge, All This Love. God, y'all, and all this love. Hey, I'm going to take y'all way deep into nostalgia on this next song. It's called Step Into My World by Magic Touch. Remember that, and I know somebody in that chat room is getting ready to call me old school, and that was before her time, but that's all right. Somebody had to be back there to remember to play it for you. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate this last song of the night to the love of my life. It's a remake of Ribbon in the Sky done by Boys to Men, and it's sung in a cappella, and I just want to tell you I love you, and this is it. Ribbons in the Sky by Boys to Men.
Thank you.
Dedicated that to my sweetheart. And I'm going to close the show tonight and by saying thank you. 90 seconds. Thank you for you guys coming out. I love having you here every week, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm grateful for your support, and I hope you don't be strangers. We had a whole bunch of people on the phone lines tonight. I'm glad you guys were patient. I know a lot of you are here for music. But then again, there's a lot of poetry lovers out there, too. That's why I made the show Poetry and Melodies, because I think the two combine really well together. So anyway, I hope you guys have a blessed week, a blessed weekend, and I hope to see you back out next week. So enjoy life and love and be happy. Have a good one. Saying good night and be blessed.